Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. I'm picturing all the callers from last hour when I hear this song. The boys are back in town.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. Marple Mack's back. Jerry Jones is back.
Unfortunately for you.
I know.
I guess.
Skip and Claymont's back in your house.
Yeah. I can't remember anyone taking a beating more than Hugh Douglas has over the last half hour. I'm sorry, man.
I got broad shoulders.
I almost, just to take the heat off of Hugh, just want to just throw out trade Jalen Hurts. I just want to help him out.
I'm fine.
I know. It would help you. People would forget about everything else if I said that sincerely.
Outside of Skip, yeah. You know, most of the people are ridiculous. It's cool. We do this every
Hugh's
day.
He's gonna need a nap or drink or both.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that. Definitely gonna get a gummy this evening.
All right, while we're piling on here, we piled on Chris Jones, who just had such loser energy that I'm considering revoking his chances to make the Hall of Fame. I mean, the thing about with Jalen Hurts, the passing yards, and then him talking about the tush-push after the game. But how about this? I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You guys see this tweet from the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, Hugh? The Chiefs, I mean, this is a proud franchise now, right? This is a franchise that basically goes to the AFC title game every single year. They've been to 5 Super Bowls. They've won 3 with Patrick Mahomes. They're in the midst of a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see their tweet they put up yesterday?
Talking about how they held the Eagles to some stingy point.
Yes, were stingy.
Yeah.
This was what it read. Quote, our defense held the Eagles to their lowest offensive output since week 6 of the 2021 season. What is that?
That's saying
they lost.
That basically, you got to read between the lines on that one. Saying that if they weren't doing that tush push, we probably would have won that game.
Well, all right, they could feel that, but do you not agree it's loser energy?
Like, it is.
That's something the Panthers put up.
Well, you put it up when you're trying to remind people, hey, we are Chiefs Kingdom, something like that.
Yeah, I think they're having trouble accepting that they're 0-2. I mean, that is something you see bad franchises put up.
Well, yeah, they haven't been there in a while.
I know.
So, yeah, it's something new.
That's sad. Now,
did Chris Jones tweet it?
They let Chris Jones have access to the Twitter account.
No, but now the reality is that You're trying to figure out who do they have this week? Is it Denver?
No, it's the Giants.
The Giants. Oh, yeah. They're
1-2.
Yeah.
They're 1-2.
They might. Yeah, I ain't about to say
you
that.
You hasn't missed the
how many upsets you picking this week?
I think I got two. I got two upsets.
Who? Miami?
I got the Chiefs to miss the playoffs last year.
He did. No, he did.
Or yesterday.
Now, if the Chiefs somehow go to 0-3, that really does help your Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
Let me see what my parlay is looking like.
Yeah. What do you got?
Because I think I picked
3 or 4-teamer in there.
I think I did a 4-teamer.
Mm. All dogs? Or you got some favorites in there?
I think I got some favorites. Let me see what I got.
Okay. Well, you check that out. We'll take Ricky's phone call. Ricky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Ricky? Sounds great.
Yeah, my bad.
You're good, Rick. What's up?
So you know what this
this player kind of reminds me of.
What's that?
I don't know if you guys are any gamers or anything like that, but Madden, like you play those, you got that one friend or a couple online user games where it's like they do the play, same play every time because it's a one-play touchdown. That's what it kind of reminds me of. Because opposing teams know that it's coming and they still can't do nothing, so you got two options. You can either try to stop it, do research, or create your own play. You know, 31 other teams out there have the same option to do the same thing. And it showed evidence on Monday night when Texans were second and goal on 1 yard line, couldn't do anything. You know, three straight plays, nothing.
Yeah, that's why I can't empathize with all the nonsense. Like, they had a chance to ban it, they didn't get enough votes. It's legal for this season. Anyone else could do it. Everyone's just got to shut up about it. And I'm proud the Eagles have this play that they could use because it makes them so good in short yardage.
And in all reality, if you're going to ban that play, you might as well just ban the quarterback sneak. It's the same thing. They just, you know, revitalize it. That's it. Different form. You know what I'm saying? It's ideally the same thing, just a different version of it. But basically, the reason why everyone hates it is because it's not flashy. You kind of think of basketball. You know, the reason why ratings went down so low, everyone just come down the court, shoot threes. There's no post game. There's nothing like that. And all the Eagles did was, you know, turn the hands of clock back. Build a powerhouse defense, rely on the run game. Do something about it, stop it, or, you know, try not to get him in the position to run that play then, you know?
Well, and the last thing you said there, Ricky, we appreciate the phone call. That's it. That's where all of the complaining falls on deaf ears for me. They allow the Eagles to get to 3rd and 1, right? Yeah. If you stop them and make it 3rd and 10, they cannot rush to run a tush push. They have to throw the football. Like, there's a way to exploit the Eagles' weakness right now. Get them in 3rd and 10.
Yeah, and keep them out of manageable downs.
Yeah, right. Like, they have a great offensive line. They have a quarterback that could do this better than anybody. They're going to convert it. And it's legal. So they're going to keep doing it. Everyone's got to just let it go. And for us, like, I think we should be proud of it. I know Jordan Mailata is annoyed, and I understand why he's annoyed at people not crediting the defense and all that. You can be proud that the Eagles have this play. Music City Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Not much, Joe. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you guys getting me on. I just wanted to – I just can't understand how Hugh is holding quarter for the enemy. I'm a little frustrated by the whole thing. I can't believe it from you. You can't never let if you invite the vampire in your house, he's there now, right? You know
or Skip.
That. You don't do that.
Don't invite Skip into your house.
Who might be a vampire, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
My thing is this. I'm super proud of the brotherly shove. I love that we've originated a play that no one can stop and everyone's whining and crying about it. It's very fun for me. And anyone who would think that, oh, just because you can't do it that it should be eliminated. It's just a big ball bag, and they should probably, you know, stick a pacifier in their mouth and shut up. Honestly, that's the way I think about it.
That's a good
point, and man. To eliminate, I just came up with this idea because the morning show had the Jaws on there, and they said, "What's the five things that make it successful?" And one of the things was Jalen Hurts. If they do, if the NFL cancels this play because we're better at it and no one can stop us, wham, 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 next year when it's not there, we'll just take Jalen out from underneath center, put Jordan Mailata in there, and let him run the damn ball and see who can stop him then.
Now we're talking. Hugh, what do you think of that? Mailata running the tush push.
Sounds great.
Yeah. You sound facetious.
Oh, he lost Hugh the second he started coming in.
Come on.
No, I'm saying it sounds great. Sounds great. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Mike, a phone call. This is, you know,
cranked you up.
Remember
right
when Mailata first got here, Kyle, and we used to get the calls? Just run him in the backfield. He was a rugby player. Give him the ball.
There we go. Back to those.
Yeah. My retort always was, but he's also the left tackle. So if you're taking him off left tackle to run the ball, you know, we're kind of compromising.
Compromising
the offensive line here. Yeah, let's grab Mike in Medford. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Music City Mike just had me rolling because he just called everyone a ball bag.
He did. Yep, you heard it. Happened.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, hey, Hugh, I got a package I want to send you, but before I send it to you, can I just take a picture of it and send you my package? That's a joke. Bad joke.
No, it was. I got it.
I think it was a skipping claim joke. Yeah. Mixed with Marple Mac. Yeah, it happens.
Hey, speaking about the tush push. So my problem with the tush push is if it's legal, run it. Run it until it's not legal. But the problem is, why do we need to run it seven times? And we were getting 2 yards in first down, 4 yards in second. It's just a symptom of a mediocre offense. The Eagles have won. They ran it seven times in the last game.
Yep.
And, I mean, if you look at their stats through the whole year, they're 14 out of 28 on third and fourth down. That means they're 7 out of 21 on anything more than a couple of yards. It's just a stagnant offense. It's just not fun. I roll my eyes every time I see this tush push because it just means, oh, great, you know, run up the center, screen pass, tush push. And it's just – and they've got 100 less yards than everyone else than the other two teams they played. So that's my problem with it. Like, I'm not against the actual play. I'm just against the Eagles being mediocre – and then using it as like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mike, you're not saying anything wrong. You're right. I mean, the reason they have to use it, they've had to use it so much, or did the other day, and Mike appreciates it, because they're not getting any explosive plays. There's no easy first downs. It's all hard. So from that perspective, yeah, I wish we didn't have to use it as much. I'm glad we have it in our back pocket, but he's right. I mean, I think if you ask anyone with the Eagles, they would say, would you rather have third and one and have to do the tush push or have a 15-yard gain? They'd pick the 15-yard gain.
Yeah. And it's and he kind of summed it up where I was thinking as far as people that watch go. It's not exciting. And that's why they're upset about it, because they wanted more drama. The NFL used to be that 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what it used to be. And as we evolved through this, the rules started to change to open up the offense a little bit more, to score more points. And what you saw this weekend, I get it. And that's what made me think about it. Is because when you look at every other team, even the bad quarterbacks are playing well. Even the ones that we thought were garbage are out there throwing for like 200 yards and things of that nature. And it doesn't fit the narrative of the Eagles right now. And what I mean by that is the last successful game, well, the last time we saw the ball in the air with you know, the volume that it was thrown was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, and when you tune into the first game of the season, which was the Philadelphia Eagles, it was like, eh. And then you get to Sunday, and it's bombs away.
They've been two of the biggest primetime games, and it's been
And that's why the narrative has been the way that it's been. Because if you came from another planet, right, and you watched the first game last week, you would have thought that's how football was played.
You know, I'm glad you said if you came from another planet, because coming up next, our quarterback power rankings through 2 weeks.
Hey!
If you came from another planet and you just watched the first 2 weeks of football, how would you rank the 10 best quarterbacks in pro football right now? Is Jalen Hurts on our list? That's what's coming up next. I know what my list looks like. I don't know what Hughes does. We'll hear that next. It's the Midday Show. I want your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, everybody knows that my favorite drink is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, especially the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Well, join me this Saturday for the Jack Daniel's tasting and bottle signing at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Lansdale in the Ralph's Corner Shopping Center. From 2 to 4, sample the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry flavor, my go-to cocktail if I drink cocktails, and from 4 to 6, I'll be signing Jack Daniel's bottles for those who want to purchase it, taking pics, and talking birds. Go to 94WIP.com for more info. Celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.